You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Patriot. Nope, not the Patriot. Oh, God. Stuff's running together for me. Welcome back to the second half of a Monday broadcast right here. We recently concluded the workplace staff meeting. Little bit of awkwardness, not anything I did. Kind of looked like, I don't know, there was kind of a disturbance between the head honcho and one of the worker bees during the meeting. I don't want to say any more than that. You know me, I'm liable to get myself in trouble because I say too much sometimes. But, I was like, oh, shit, that's uncomfortable. Make sure I don't bring that one up. Bob says, Act 2, right on time for me to miss the beginning due to loss of cell service. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Hopefully, I don't, you know, it's probably not going to be very eventful. I have some pictures of the wedding that I just found these. I would have shown it in act number one. But I didn't know they existed. So this is a sneak peek from the wedding festivities. This picture right here, the wedding party. Boy, what a good looking bunch. And that field behind them, though, for the rehearsal on Thursday, the farmer had put down manure, and man, did it smell like fuck. But it cleared out beautifully for the wedding itself. This kid right here at the top grew up with Maddie. This dude over here, this is Asher's younger brother. Big as a goddamn house. Probably like 6'7". I walked up to him. I go, have you ever been in a bar fight? He says, no. I go, well, if a fight breaks out, you're on my team. Outstanding. Then we go to this one. This is from like this little bell tower that they have at this. The place where the wedding is a renovated schoolhouse that got built in like 1890. Here's the obligatory hand shot with rings on it. And there they are. District number 5 schoolhouse. Good times. Had so much fun. As much fun as I can have. You know, these types of environments, same location, don't have a lot of opportunity to move. I'm already on edge. I don't want to talk to, you know, I don't want to get tied down in any conversations with anybody. I'm just going from table to table as much as possible, trying not to get pinned down. I started making laps around the place, trying to keep to myself. That's how I'm happiest. Then at one point, I had to go let out the dogs, which is perfect. It's only like a 10-mile drive, 8-mile drive back to the place. So I get back here, let the dogs out, and then I felt bad because I had to put the dogs back. So I said, all right, I'm going to bring the dogs with me to the venue. The dogs are going to crash the party. So I did that. But I just brought two of them. I brought Bruce and Darla. And so Madison was overjoyed when I brought the dogs. So Darla and Bruce crashed the party. And all these drunks wanted to get pictures with the dogs. It was so much fun. Outstanding. And then doing that, that allowed me the opportunity to leave again and take the dogs back. That's brilliant. You know, I got tired of trying to explore the place and why I examined this entire place. Upstairs, downstairs, basement, walking laps, trying not to talk to anybody. Feeling completely uncomfortable and awkward. Take the dogs back. Get back there nearing the end of the party now. They got to be out of there at 10:45. There were people who left like right after they ate, which is, I can't really say that that's a bad thing, because that is precisely what I did to Ben Glaze. Ben Glaze, I went there and we ate, and then I said, hey, gotta go, and then left. I was so fucking uncomfortable. I had walked as much as I could, just crawling out of my own skin. So people had left, and then by the time I got back at like 10:30 or so, the party was winding down. And then began the process of getting all of our shit out of there and throwing it in the back of my truck. And as of right now, because that party was on Friday, and right now it's Monday, and my truck is still full of beer, like in the bed. We have not unpacked that stuff. I haven't had any time to do it. Such a jam-packed weekend. But, yeah, I was glad I was able to share those pictures with you. I know a lot of people were curious as to how it all looked. But outstanding. Okay, also going on this weekend, there is a riot going on in California. Hang on, I got a text. All right. Not important. And, yeah, there's a riot going on in California over ICE. ICE has been up to their tricks, you know, like grabbing people out of their homes and sending them to the concentration camp. And Gavin Newsom dared what's known as the border czar, Tom Holman, to arrest him. And then Trump went ahead and called the National Guard and sent 2,000 National Guard troops in there, which Gavin Newsom says, well, fuck you. You don't control the National Guard in the state of California. I control the National Guard in the state of California. What the fuck are you doing? So now Newsom is suing Trump, which I don't know how that's going to work. This is video I want to show you of these riots, and everybody's all pissed off because ICE is going in, grabbing children, sending them to the concentration camp. They'll never be seen again. Watch this video of some of the shit going on. There's a guy on this bridge. Okay, they just dispatched the tear gas. And this guy's got a leaf blower, and he's trying to blow the tear gas. And then look at that guy. He just dropped a boulder onto some dude below him on the overpass. Watch this. Hey, fuck you. So these rioters are, this guy's got the leaf blower, and I don't know how much good that leaf blower is doing. It looks very ineffective. Okay, now this is special. I'm not sure what is going on here, but there is a collection of orange cones and barricades, the kind that like fold and say road closed. And they're these protesters. I'm not sure what they're doing. They're just throwing them into a pile. Okay, that guy, you see that guy? He just set that one up. He set up that. No, this guy just walked by and he knocked him. This is the weakest protest I've ever seen. Like this guy right here, watch what he does with this cone. He just gently tips it over. That's all that that guy did. Oh, my God. What kind of protest is this? Okay, now you're going to see this this big guy here. Watch him. That big guy there, he just set the cone up, and then he immediately knocked it over. This fat roly-poly guy with the gray sweatpants, watch him. He says, all right, I'm going to pick these two cones up. I'm going to set it up and then knock it down. And then I'm going to grab this barricade, and I'm going to gently set it down. And now look at, they're moving the whole pile of shit to a different location. I don't understand this. I think they're like mindless ants. You know, like an ant colony, the worker ants will just kind of like build shit mindlessly. That's what these assholes are doing. So strange to me. I think they think that they're building like some type of fortress. I want the person who's shooting the video to walk up and say, excuse me, what is going on here? No one's talking. It's very silent. Okay, now they've moved that entire pile of orange cones and barricades, and they have somewhat of an organized barricade. This guy's giving the finger to anybody that'll look. I see some Palestinian flags, right? Or those state of California flags. I don't even know. This guy grabs an exit sign. This guy grabs a parking sign. And then the damnedest thing happened. They went and ripped somebody's fence around their business. And they bring it over to the barricade. Look at... Let's get this fucking fence and add it to the barricade. Oh, my God. I would love to be the cop. You know, like how they, because those are probably cops at the end of the street that are just waiting for the order to go clean house. Just the idea of going up there with the batons and swinging for the fences on these motherfuckers. Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. They got a drum. Okay. Yeah, this is outrageous. That's what's happening in Los Angeles. They're pissed off with ICE. Chris says they've seen Les Mis too many times. They're building a barricade. I don't know what that is a protest to or what that is a reference to. But obviously something in Les Mis happened similarly. Wasn't Les Mis based on like the French Revolution? I don't know. I'm just guessing. Badger says California is a shit show. Chris says white people protest. Yeah. If you're going to protest something, you want to start breaking windows of area businesses and stealing all the shit that's inside there. Now, it would not surprise me if Trump is putting the order out to send the National Guard in. It's probably going to be shoot to kill. You know, and National Guard losers are usually like the weekend warrior types. They're not like real army. They're just like those guys who like 1 week a year and 1 weekend a month. Like if you ever saw the movie Rambo or the first movie First Blood, the guys that are trying to flush him out of the tunnel, those are the National Guard. They're horrible. It's basically like the equivalent of a mall security guard wearing army gear. Alan says the Rodney King cops wish they could be there so bad right now. Yeah, this is a time when you actually want to urge the police to be as brutal as possible with these people. Chris said he's contemplating... Trump is contemplating sending in the Marines. I would send in everything. I'd send in the Marines. I would send in the Navy SEALs. I would send in the Space Force, and I would make them all like watch the Kent State Massacre before they go in. Say, look, I want you to use this template, this example of crowd control as a template. All right? Just spray the crowd with bullets. This is what you need to do. He hates California. He hates Newsom. Wouldn't surprise me at all if that's what he did. Luke says, another protester won't do anything. Protests have done nothing in my lifetime. So these people are protesting that ICE is going in and grabbing people and sending them to the concentration camp, which they knew was going to happen. Now, I don't know if they'd been waiting for a good opportunity to strike, but there's a lot of people that are in the country illegally in LA. Now, how do I feel about that? Do I think that they should do that? No, I think it's a waste of resources. It's ridiculous. You're getting rid of the hardest working workforce on the planet. Man Bun Chris with a call back to Tophus says, will the bullets explode, though? Everybody knows that when a bullet hits water, it is ineffective. It blows up. So basically, if you're in a pool and you get shot at, you're safe. All right, so Newsom says he's going to sue. All sorts of protests going on. It's kind of a madhouse there right now. But definitely quite a scenario that is taking place in California. I'm about to share with you video of something that happens every so often. It's the old bounce house gets caught up in the wind and takes off. Wow! This has happened before. This isn't the first time that a bounce house has gotten caught up in the wind. This one has two young children inside of it. Okay. Here comes the first kid right here. Okay, that's about a 30-foot fall. I think they tried to catch the kid. Wow. You can hear him hit. Okay. How bad were they hurt? I need more information on this. Okay, I am hoping to God that those kids are not hurt in any way, shape, or form. This person wrote, it happened in Australia a few years ago. Six children died. So horrible. Not this. This is a new one. That one, six people died. This one, I don't know if those kids, I don't think those kids are dead. Like, this is a different scenario. I'm guessing these two are okay. I really need confirmation as to whether or not these children are hurt. David says, are they okay? Tovis says, look at the guy in the cowboy hat. Chris says, that is awesome. And then he says, they did get hurt. Bounce house children hurt. I don't know, man. Is this an old video that Chris sent me? It's possible. Nope. Yeah, I can't find anything current. That may be an old clip. Two children were injured in a bounce house incident. But again, I don't know if it's the same one. All right. Now, if they were only barely hurt, then it's okay to laugh. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to determine whether or not these children were hurt, because I don't want to be the guy who sits there and laughs because and the children are actually like paralyzed from the eyeballs down. Nick says, poverty bounce house goes bonkers, garbage kids tumble from the sky. Chris says, they're still alive, it's fine. Fuck. yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough. Thank you, Chris, for sending that along. This is what it looks like in the great state of Michigan. We've got smoke is an issue here. This typically is what you see when you're approaching the Mackinac Bridge. As you get closer, you see the giant, I don't even know what these things are known as that are on the bridge. The towers, towers that are part of the span. And then you can see the Upper Peninsula in the background. It is so smoky right now that this is what it looks like. You can't see shit. As the smoke from these absurd wildfires that are going on are making it quite hazy. I guess it's the air quality around here is quite bad from all these stupid fires that are going on in Canada. And I guess my question is, we had the same issue last year. Does anybody try to put those fires out? Is it impossible to put them out? Is it such a remote area that you cannot put them out? Are they still burning from last year? Have they been burning for 1 year? That can't be true, right? Well, anyway, it's affecting the air quality, and particularly, I don't know if it's so much like that today, but the further north you go, because up there, which is a great big hard living line area, frankly, this is actually a benefit to the population and the world, because if these substandard humans north of that bridge are breathing that air, we're shortening their lives, or their lives are being shortened. And I know it sounds terrible, but these are people that aren't good souls. You don't even want these people to be around, frankly. So in my opinion, it all kind of works out. Stevie says, my father-in-law said that terrorists started the fires in Canada. I can't with him. So are you suggesting that you have a family member who says things that you don't agree with? Is that, you know, like you've got a, so basically you've got a MAGA family member is what you're saying. Scott says that they just let it burn up there. Alan says, my brother works on a crew that puts them out, but all they really do is jump out of helicopters and look like dicks. Okay, so you're not going to get a lot of work done when you're just jumping out of a helicopter for no reason. But, yeah, get it taken care of, for God's sake. Stevie says, yes, but he's my stepfather-in-law, totally MAGA, lives in Croton. Now, I've heard of that place, but I don't know where it is. It's north of here. It's hard living line area. ABC's Terry Moran, a political reporter, you'd know him if you saw him, has been suspended following his social media post because he called Trump and Miller haters. Miller is the chief of staff for Trump, deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller. I'm sorry. He called Trump, he didn't call Trump a hater. He called Trump administration deputy chief of staff Stephen Miller a world-class hater in a since-deleted social media post. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, who gives a shit? Why would you be... I guess I just don't understand. Moran's post was swiftly condemned by officials in the Republican administration, including Vice President J.D. Vance. So what? ABC News, in a statement, said it stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone subjective personal attacks on others. Yeah, I don't think that that was. I think that that was simply a statement of fact. Moran interviewed Trump a few weeks ago, said in his post on X at 12:06 a.m. on Sunday that the president was, he did say the president was a world-class hater too, but he wrote that for the president, his hatred is a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. Yeah, to me, this is, I don't understand why anybody would be sensitive to a reporter saying that. That's 100% accurate. Who gives a shit? For Miller, Moran's post said, his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Vance said that Moran's post was dripping with hatred. The vice president wrote, remember that every time you watch ABC's coverage of the Trump administration. Miller on X said Moran's full public meltdown exposed the corporate press for decades of privilege anchor and reporters narrating and gatekeeping our society have been radicals adopting a journalist's pose. Terry pulled off his mask. Well, what would you rather have? Would you rather have his mask on while he delivers the news or know exactly where he's coming from? I prefer the latter. Come on. Give me a break. All right, before I continue, thanks again, as always, to the sponsors for being a huge portion of the show. King's Room Barbershop. I met with them on Wednesday to get my haircut for the big wedding, and you can too. Kingsroom.net for hours, exact locations, and schedules. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. They had to raise their prices, and they're very transparent about it. $21 is what a haircut will cost you now. They do have a special going on right now where when you get your haircut, you spin the wheel. At least they were last week. And you can get the old price if it lands on it. That's their way of easing you in to this price where everything's going up, you know, honestly. $21 for a haircut, that's still a great deal. Guys get their haircut at King's Room Barbershop, and so do chicks who like short hair. Kingsroom.net for more information. Chris says, Andy cut my hair on Friday. Did you spin the wheel when you got your hair cut? Tyler says, what a nothing thing to get suspended over. Almost as bad as getting fired for making fun of pants. Chris K says they have a veterans discount also. That's right. Chris is a Medal of Honor recipient. Medal of Honor, Purple Heart, President's Fitness Award, and Weebelo's Scout of the Year, and Boy Scout Tenderfoot Merit Badge. He has all those things on his sash. Chris says, not quite. He's lying. Don't believe him. Kuiper Tree Care, online at KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. If you have a tree down, you need a stump ground, you need the trees trimmed, got some storm damage maybe, or just tree risk assessment to see if what's up with your trees. Maybe they have a disease or they look like they might come down on you. They can tell because they've got three certified arborists there to help you. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. In West Michigan, that's who you call. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot, they help get our pool into shape, and they can do the same for you. Free water testing. Just visit them at their store on Chicago Drive in Jennison, Michigan. Look them up, Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. If you're thinking about getting a pool installed, whether it is a budget breaker, you know, one that's more elaborate or just a more basic model, they can do everything you want with a fiberglass or a vinyl-lined in-ground pool. 616-457-0500. That's 616-457-0500. And finally today, Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice on the show, 616-914-4061. You have lots of choices when it comes to a realtor. Please keep Adam in mind and at least talk to him, see if he's exactly what you're looking for. 616-914-4061. So if you're buying a home or selling yours, think about Adam. 616-914-4061. So if you've ever been late for a plane, like you're going to miss it, that's a bad feeling. Never had that happen. But I imagine as you're closing in on the time, it's got to be pretty frightening. Well, this guy was driving to Detroit Metropolitan Airport, and he knew he was late to get on board his Spirit plane. 23-year-old guy. So what did he do? He, to get them to wait, he called in a bomb threat. The goal was the delay would allow him to get on the airplane. Okay, now that's horrible, but I think that had potential to work. The 23-year-old was charged with maliciously giving false information about an explosive. The phone call caused a scramble Thursday morning at Detroit Metro. The FBI said passengers on the plane were removed, interviewed, and screened again. The plane didn't leave until 6 hours later. Making this kind of threat undermines our collective sense of security and wastes valuable law enforcement resources. The FBI said investigators connected the man to the threat through phone records. He was arrested when he returned to the airport for another flight Thursday night. So I'm curious as to how the FBI did that. I think that maybe they were thinking the same thing. Let's the first thing we're going to do is see if anybody was late. All right, this one guy was late. And then they take a look at the phone records and easily connect the dots. I wonder if you have to have a warrant to look at those phone records. The guy admitted everything, though. He stated that he made the call with the hope that it would delay the flight long enough for him to make it in time so he would not have to take a different flight. Well, now he's in deep shit. Luke says he obviously did not want to spend another $17 for another Spirit flight. Alan says modern problems require modern solutions. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I am out. Fresh out of things to talk about on this show, so I'm going to jump over to the asshole of the day. This is an easy one for me. I'm just going to describe it as wedding douche. Person who walked up after I had been bawling my eyes out during the father-daughter dance. A little too familiar. Walked up to me and said, "Hey, that was a pretty emotional moment. What's the story there?" God damn it. It pisses me off just saying it out loud. That's it for me on this, folks. I appreciate you as always. Asshole of the day is lady that made Maddie cry. Yeah, she is too. Crazy bitch. Definitely a runner-up scenario on athlete or asshole of the day. Athlete. Asshole of the day. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much, folks. I appreciate you. One of these days, I'll be back to doing a two-hour show. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's been very difficult to find material to talk about lately. If you do happen to have a story that you think is interesting, send it along to eric@ericzaneshow.com. I appreciate you. Have a good one, folks. Thank you, and bye-bye.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.